Coach's Insight continues on Care 93.7 as we continue to talk more Hillmount Academy basketball. Now transitioning to boys head coach Brad Kunicki. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, you look at the first couple of games of the year. Nice win it against ACCHS in the opener, 54-36, and then a tough loss to Jeff County North Tuesday night, 41-37. We'll kind of dive into that JCN game in just a minute, but just the overall feel of the team so far through the first week or so of the season.
You know, the progress has been good, especially defensively. We still have some trouble with some offensive execution, but, you know, when you got an experienced team like we do, that's going to be the last thing that pulls across the finish line, you know. But defense, I've been happy. Man-to-man defense has been good. When we jump into a zone, that's been good. So that side of the ball is doing real well for us. We do have a lot of work to do on the offensive end, however.
What about the Jeff County North game on Tuesday night? Again, 41-37, low-scoring defensive battle. You know, what were some of the key takeaways in that loss?
Well, it was our first road game. And, of course, JCN is one of the better teams in the league this year. When you got an experienced team, you know, and they've never played a road game before, especially against a quality opponent like JCN, we started that game flat. They jumped out to a real big lead after the first quarter. It was 14-2. And second quarter, we started putting some things together defensively and getting our heads back in the game. Made some adjustments at halftime. And then we came out the second quarter and did to them what they did to us in the first. We went on a 14-2 run in the third quarter and had the game tied up after three. And then we get into the fourth quarter, you know, last couple minutes of the game, we actually had the lead. You know, we had about a four-point lead. And then inexperience hurt us the last 2 minutes, you know, being in a close game on the road with a very tough opponent. We made some critical mistakes with the ball in the last 2 minutes of the game, and I think that was the difference in the game. You know, it came down to our inexperience being in those kind of situations on the road. And then stat line, it was from the free throw line. We had 17 fouls. They had 7 fouls. We were 2-for-3 from the line, and they were 10 of 16. And in a four-point game, there's a difference right there. But coming out of the game, our kids knew that they can compete with some of the better teams around. You know, there was maybe some doubt there going into the season with all of our inexperience, whether we'd be able to do that. And I think Tuesday night proved that we could do that. So, you know, coming out, you know, yeah, it was a disappointing loss, but I was pleased to see some of the progress that we made and our ability to compete.
And it's a pretty quick turnaround for you. Back-to-back games coming up. Care Paravel tonight, at McClouth tomorrow. At least not so much about Care Paravel, but McClouth, I know, off to an 0-2 start. You know, what do you want to see out of your team these next two, and then what's a little scouting report maybe on both of these teams?
Well, tonight, Care Paravel is really good. They play a fast-paced style of basketball. My concern tonight, you know, is running up and down the floor competing with Care Paravel and then have to turn around and play McClouth at McClouth. This is a rough week for us, you know, 3 road games, and then tonight we probably won't get home till about midnight, and then have to turn around, you know, the kids wake up, go to school, and then we got to get on the road again. I think my biggest concern tonight and tomorrow night is the fatigue factor, you know, and are we going to be able to get up and down the floor with Care Paravel and compete at a high level with them, and then turn around and have some energy left for the McClouth game on Friday night. I think that's my biggest concern. And we got a couple kids that are sick, and, you know, that's always a concern when you don't have a lot of experience and you don't have a lot of depth on the bench. So hopefully we can get, you know, some of our younger kids in the game tonight and kind of rest some legs tonight and get ready for that league game tomorrow night.
Brad Kunicki, the Moore Hillmount Academy boys basketball coach, joining us here on a Care 93.7 Coach's Insights. His team 1-1 and games tonight against Care Paravel and then tomorrow at McLeod. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck in these next two, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.